Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Caleb Silver joining us this morning, editor-in-chief at Investopedia. We're getting a snapshot of the economy this morning with the January employment numbers that just came out. Caleb, what are you looking at, and is it better or worse than you expected?
I can't believe what I'm looking at, because I'm looking at 517,000 jobs added in the month of January. That is way, way beyond expectations. That's the strongest job report we may have had in over a year here. We were expecting about 187,000 jobs. That's a huge blowout number. 3.4%, that's the unemployment rate for the month. That shows you a lot of people got back to work, even at a time when we were hearing about a lot of layoffs. This is an incredible blowout jobs report right here.
Why? Do we have that?
Well, I think a lot of people wanted to get back to work because maybe they feared that there were going to be job losses, and maybe some companies in some sectors wanted to hold on to employees and add employees because maybe they don't believe a downturn is coming as bad as it's going to come. We saw huge gains in leisure and hospitality. Of course, that's the sector that's been the most impacted over the last couple of years, 128,000 jobs added there, but also professional and business services adding a lot of workers, 82,000 government jobs up by 74,000. So across the boards almost, except for tech, you're seeing massive job gains.
All right. So between this and then earlier this week, the Fed announced another rate hike, but the smallest one this, you know, since last year. What do you think it all means?
Well, I think the Fed was trying to cool the jobs market and cool wage growth, and none of that has worked, it seems, in the last month, given the size of the job gains, plus another increase in average hourly earnings. Those are up 4.4% year over year. Remember, the Fed wants to cool the jobs market and wage growth because that's putting pressure, inflation pressure on companies, which is then passing it on to consumers, which may pull back. That's the calculus that's going on. So this number sort of says, that may not be working. Employers are still hiring, and they're still willing to pay up for workers. Pretty big jobs report here. The Fed's probably going to have to remain aggressive into the next meeting in March.
You know, we have this big-time jobs report. We keep hearing about these tech layoffs. Is it time to start rethinking how we talk about recession, and especially how we talk about jobs in a recession, where this might not be an economy-wide phenomenon, but it's very limited by sector?
Yeah, I think you could call this a tech session in some cases. Folks are some calling it a rich session because a lot of white-collar jobs, especially in banking and other industries, those are getting cuts. But you're not seeing it in other sectors where there's aggressive hiring. Again, we lost a lot of government jobs. There's a lot of hiring in that sector, healthcare, a lot of hiring in that sector. And that's really the case when you go into a downturn, you see that happening. But the fact that we're seeing it across these other industries shows that there's still a lot of slack. We learned the other day there's 11 million job openings in the country, 4 million people plus quit their jobs last month or straight up quit. So they feel like there's some flexibility there.
All right, Caleb, thank you. That's Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief at Investopedia, with a blowout jobs report this morning. 517,000 jobs were added in the month of January.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.